Henry Jones, and I'm running for Supervisor District 4. From 2006 to 2014, I served on the Reading City Council, and most of those years, I also sat on the Indian Gaming Local Community Benefit Committee. Through the Reading Rancheria, we donated millions of dollars to the City of Reading, Shasta County, and many special districts. This much-needed money was allocated for things like the Reading Fire Department's ladder truck, and positions in the Sheriff's Office, and positions in the DA's Office. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and this is why I support the tribe. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package, including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Warn policy advisors to vilify Donald Trump by stirring up a scandal claiming interference by the Russian Security Service. The notes say on 28 of July, in the margin, Brennan writes POTUS, but that section of the notes are redacted. Then it says any evidence of collaboration between Trump campaign and Russia. The remainder of the notes are redacted, except in the margins where it says JC, Dennis, and Susan. That could be referring to former FBI Director James Comey, former Obama Chief of Staff Dennis McDonough, and former National Security Advisor Susan Rice.
In other words, and we'll get into this a little more later, the entire Obama administration knew that Hillary's campaign was trying to promulgate this fictional story that Trump was in bed with the Russians. But then, instead of getting to the root of it or solving it or whatever, the Obama administration, in the person of Comey and Clapper and the rest of it, joined in on the ruse. Really unbelievable.
Yeah, I got something to say about that, but more on that later. First, Wendy Williams trying to say coronavirus or something.
Oh, President Trump, don't be afraid of Cronova. Don't let it dominate your life. Sir, are you serious? We are here out in the field. We are frightened of Cronova.
Oh, 0-2.
You got it so we could get it.
How can that possibly happen?
She's trying to say Corona. There's no V in it whatsoever.
Cronova? I know she has some mental illness issues.
And she's a drunk, I think.
Yeah. She got, like, the adult, what do you call it, that you can't read?
Dyslexia?
Mm.
Illiteracy?
Illiteracy, oh. Yeah. Is she illiterate? I don't know.
Mm. Mentioned the poll numbers earlier.
Attractive-looking woman, though. The more work, the better. That's what I say. I mean, if the first four plastic surgeries don't do the trick, don't chicken out now. You know? Go for the gold. Get that fifth.
I get killed every time I mention poll results.
Yes. You and your poll results.
Which polls?
All of them.
Okay.
It's a snapshot in time.
I know it is. Anyway, latest poll that's out from CNN fits with several other polls that have come out in the last week or so.
Crap news network. Mm.
Several polls have Biden now leading Trump nationally by between 12 and 16 points after the debate last week. It's 16 in the CNN poll. That's bigger than most, but there's been a 12, there's been a 14. Wall Street Journal poll, Monmouth poll, others. So it would appear to have grown since the debate. Also, Pennsylvania, at least in this poll, is now 12 points to the Biden side. 12-point lead for Biden in Pennsylvania. If it's 6 points, if it's half that, it's going to be damn hard to close the gap in 4 weeks. But
indeed,
we'll see what happens.
On the other hand, Jack, life is defined by us overcoming things that are damned hard. Isn't it?
Sure it is.
All right.
538, which looks at all kinds of averages and projections, currently gives the Democrats 2 in 3 chance of taking back the Senate.
Oh!
Biden's elected. D's take the Senate. Things are going to change fast and radically.
I assume
friend.
The D's are keeping the House in this scenario?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
And probably increasing the majority. Yeah, things are going to change radically in a way that I am going to hate and be paying for the rest of my life.
Yes.
I wish there was something I could do to stop it, but I don't know what that would be.
Yes, we will rapidly become Great Britain.
The unemployment rate fell to 7.9% in September. The new numbers are out, down a half point. Much lower than a lot of the projections were early in the pandemic. Remember when we were hearing about 25-30% employment for the rest of the year? It's now 7.9, so that's good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the pace of the economic recovery is slowing as long-term unemployment soars and job losses become permanent. Long-term unemployment, that's people out of work for 27 weeks or more, that'd be half the year or more, increased by 781,000 last month to a total of 2.4 million. On one hand, we thought the unemployment was going to be worse. On the other hand, we thought we were going to flatten the curve for like a couple of weeks and have this behind us.
Right. Yeah, we're not doomsayers around here. We try to call them as we see them, but I was very troubled by the announcement that Boeing has announced that the market for a number of their jets, including some of their bigger jets, is going to be depressed for years. Therefore, they will not be employing nearly as many people as they had previously thought. All those people go to the local grocery stores and department stores and get haircuts and buy donuts and the rest of it. And all of that will have an insidious ripple effect on the economy. And the economy, at the risk of stating this for the millionth time, is a huge determiner of people's health. So the idea that it's health versus the economy is an idea weighed only by idiots. Much more complicated than that.
Debate at 6 o'clock tonight?
Oh, I can't wait.
Is it another 90 minutes? 6 o'clock West Coast, 9 o'clock East Coast. Is it another 90-minuter with no commercials?
I think so.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Jack, here's a fascinating fact about the VP debate. Both the candidates will sit, as
yeah.
is traditional.
Why?
It's very tiring being vice president.
Why do Veeps sit for the debate and the main people stand?
I can't imagine. It's more laid back. It's a little more homey, a little more personal.
Why wouldn't you want that out of your presidential debate?
No friggin' idea. None. It's tradition, Jack.
Kamala, when she was running for president, the more she was exposed to people, the less people liked her.
Yes.
If she does that whole one-tone lecturing, shaking her head thing that she does, yeah. That's not going to be a long 90 minutes. That's a long day right there.
Well, she has two tones, indignant head shake and giggling.
Yeah.
You know, if I were not drying out at this point, I'd drink every time she giggled.
You're drying out.
And I would have to do the show from home in between dry heaves tomorrow. I would drink so much.
How long have you been off the sauce?
Oh, a week and a half.
How long are you planning?
Oh, minimum 2 weeks.
And this is a dry house you're now living in, like a dry county?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will put Judy in cuffs if I catch her with any intoxicating beverages. No, it's half a being nice to our livers and half a weight loss thing.
But you're doing the crystal meth.
Well, yeah, a little pick-me-up when I'm feeling a little logy. You only get addicted if you don't handle it right.
And
anybody got any?
And before we take a break and then we'll do all the important stuff Joe mentioned, I came across something I would actually buy if I was super rich. I don't dream of being super wealthy. When I was younger, I thought it'd be cool to be rich. I no longer care or about that sort of stuff at all. I don't know. I hope that means I've reached some sort of level of something in life that's positive. But having stuff means nothing to me whatsoever.
I would still like to be rowboat on a helicopter on a yacht rich.
I would buy this, though, if I had unlimited money. The T-Rex skeleton, one of the most famous, called Stan, in the world, sold for $32 million. If I had unlimited money, I would have bought that for my kids.
Needless to say, I would have a grand foyer in my mansion, and there'd be a friggin' T-Rex right there when you walk in the door.
Yeah, one of the most complete skeletons in the world.
And, of course, I would have a wax figure hanging from its jaws.
I gotta believe that holds its value pretty well, too.
A T-Rex skeleton?
Unless someday,
they're not making any more.
Unless someday they're like digging for a mall and they find, you know, 500 of them piled on top of each other.
Right.
Your T-Rex skeleton's gonna hold its value pretty
digging
well.
Digging for a what?
Oh, yeah. Jesus. A what now?
No, I hear you.
Movie theater, you know, mall, that sort of thing.
Building the hypertube link thing.
Making a record factory.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want a T-Rex more than I can possibly communicate to you, but that is a little pricey. I'll bet you could get a convincing replica for $50,000.
I don't want a convincing replica. I want the actual bones.
Sorry, purist over here.
I want the real T-Rex.
I apologize. Right.
I want to.
Beethoven himself isn't playing the piano. You don't want to go to the symphony.
I want to think about the enormity of time between it living and me being alive, and what that means and everything like that. Every time I look at it,
you can't get in that headspace looking at a replica.
A plastic T-Rex.
Let me give you some math.
No, it's
see
like
if that
seven
helps.
Years old.
Yeah. Yeah, what's that? That's no cool.
Please, I can see Made in China on his tail. Put on
cool
a T-Rex.
Right.
It's got little orange tips on its teeth, so you know it's a replica.
That's funny.
So anyway, that stuff you mentioned, which I don't remember what it was, but
right.
I thought it was
plus
interesting.
Plus, nature fights back and cruel and unusual punishment in today's American prisons.
And something you haven't heard about the Corvona yet, that you probably
Cornova?
Should. Cornova? Is that what she said?
Isn't that the latest product from Chrysler, the Cornova?
See, the WAP girl can say it right. Anyway, all that stuff's on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty, and I don't know about you, but when the check engine light comes on, I got a lot of anxiety.
Oh, yeah, it's staring at you menacingly, and you can't help but wonder, what's wrong and what's it going to cost?
With coverage from CarShield, you won't dread unexpected repairs.
That's right. CarShield offers a wide range of protection plans that can save you thousands for covered repairs.
Which means that check engine light is a lot less scary when it comes on.
And you have the freedom to choose your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield gets the rest taken care of.
Even if your car breaks down while you're traveling, the choice of repair shop is still up to you.
On top of that, payments are flexible, and CarShield plans are customized to your exact needs.
CarShield has helped over 1 million drivers. That's why they're America's number one auto protection company.
Get coverage today. See why CarShield cars go farther.
Visit CarShield.com. Use the code Armstrong to save 10%. That's CarShield.com, code Armstrong.
A deductible may apply. Go to CarShield.com, code Armstrong.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial. ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 28-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven organizational leader in law enforcement who led by example and got things done.
Go with Mazzano.
This is a new voice for Redding City Council who, unlike others, will work the job full-time.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Redding.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and, of course, on the award-winning 18-hole golf course. Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Redding Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Redding Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Van Halen playing with Michael Jackson.
Right.
Okay.
Did it for a case of beer and dance lessons to be collected at a later date.
Hmm.
Apparently, the Van Halen made an agreement amongst...
Here's the solo.
I would have said...
This is Eddie getting warmed up.
I said, hey, Michael Jackson, I'll do it for a case of beer and you stay away from Wolfgang.
Oh, boy. Oh, unfortunate, Jack. Really, probably a little distasteful there. Next time you're playing golf and you're surrounded by a herd of elk, run for your lives. That story come out and coming up. Also, beloved children's song used as cruel and unusual punishment in the United States, a tuneful constitutional battle. Man, there's so much stuff I'd like to get to today, but it's just... And you know what's funny? Not going to hear any of it on the mainstream media. They're just going to be, well, they're talking about Eddie Van Halen, which is great, but just Trump this, Trump that, gossip and garbage.
Gossip and garbage, ladies and germs.
I would like to thank Paul for sending along some really interesting information. We've been going heavy this morning on undiscussed aspects of the COVID thing and the misinformation that's going on and the just dumb politics of it. The first thing Paul does, he's talking about college kids and COVID deaths and the rest of it. And he opens actually making a bit of sport, Jack. If your alien death ray metaphor for the COVID yesterday that I don't even recall.
I don't think I could
the particulars of it.
Can't relive that.
Right. Here's another apt analogy. He writes, your parents are in their 80s. Mine are in their 70s. Imagine if they contracted a disease. The doctor tells you they will die unless they get a particular treatment. The treatment succeeds in many cases, but not all, and it is expensive. How expensive? Well, it will require you to take a debt on so large you'll pass it on to your children, and they may pass it on to theirs or go bankrupt under its weight.
Oh, I like where he's going with this.
I'd hate to lose my parents, but I couldn't saddle myself and my children with that sort of debt in the hope of giving my parents a decade or more of life. And one thing Paul doesn't actually pose is, what if you asked your parents what
they
thought
of
the idea?
Oh, they'd say, no way, don't do it.
So this is going to decimate the grandchildren's finances perhaps for life.
Forget it.
Are you kidding?
And in this scenario, they probably have a 90% survival likelihood, because that's what Trump's was.
Right. Well, he goes on. This is what we are doing as a country. We are incurring debt that we have no chance of paying off in this generation and will pass on to our children. But in our case, the disease is not a death sentence. No doubt it is serious, but it is currently killing 28% of its patients over 80. and 7% between 60 to 79. God bless those fine people. We are incurring a multi-generational debt and making our kids crazy to save some of those 28 or 7%. This is madness. It is the sort of decision that few would make in their personal lives, but remove them far enough from the cost and you'll get all sorts of people clamoring for a shutdown in government stimulus.
I don't know a single old person that would say to their kids, their grown-up kids, devastate yourself financially because I've got a 30% chance I might die. And that's for the very old.
Right.
It's a 10% chance I'm going to die for anything under, like, 75. I don't know any old person who would say that to their kids.
Well, and such is the nature.
I want you to have to move into an apartment, and you're really going to struggle for the rest of your life. But there's a 10% chance I'm going to die.
Yeah, no, your dreams, forget them.
No, I don't know anybody who would say that.
Well, parental love being what it was, you'd take a bullet for your kids, much less not saddle them with horrific problems to avoid a, well, I'll say in the scenario of being between the 60 and 79, a 1 in 12 chance? 1 in 13 chance of croaking. Anyway, well, and that's, I'm sorry, that's if you get it and you're hospitalized. Below, writes Paul, are the Washington State numbers I cited for the rates. He helpfully provides links and the rest of it. I appreciate your thoroughness, Paul.
Yeah, that is a good point. That's if you get it.
Yeah, et cetera. But not every person is going to contract it. Plus, some people likely have immunity already by some fluke of genetics, or they've already had a mild case. For example, 10% of people are naturally immune to HIV, which I did not know. 0 to 19 years old, there is less than a 1% chance of hospitalizations if you get it. And a less than a, well, it's 0.024% chance of death, practically none. And those are entirely, almost entirely people with serious underlying conditions. If you don't have them, forget it. You're not going to die. It's almost impossible. From 20 to 39, it's a under 3% chance of hospitalization, a under 0.1% chance of death. 40 to 59, less than 9% chance of hospitalization if you get it, and less than 0.8% chance of death. That's 40 to 59. 60 to 79, you're less than 25% chance of hospitalization if you get it, and less than a 7% chance of death. Now, those are numbers that are chilling and would be scary if you're in that group. But again, we're talking about crushing the lives, hopes, education, and emotions of the kids and grandkids in exchange for avoiding this chance. 80 plus, there's about a 36% chance of hospitalization, one third, and a little, well, a 28% chance of death, which, again, you'd be thinking, okay, this might be how it ends, but it's not even 30%. And we are crushing the economy, and the threat is ongoing. We need to learn to live with this. You hate Trump. I get that. But when he says, listen, we have to be brave. We can't let this dominate our lives. He is 100% correct. Now, they are absolutely pissing their pants on MSNBC and CNN over that statement and making bizarre misstatements about what the president. Oh, so we're supposed to not worry about it or go get it. No. Don't let it dominate your life. Be smart, but live your life. We are so ill-served by our media. I swear to God, I am a First Amendment religious fanatic. But there are days I'd like to shut it down.
Wow. Ooh, Mussolini.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter finds the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists.
And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/trial.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support. And it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Paid for by Adam McElvain for Reading City Council 2020. Hi, I'm Adam McElvain, Mayor of Reading, and I'm running for re-election to the Reading City Council. I am a father, husband, veteran, business owner, Simpson graduate, and our current mayor. I started attending council meetings in 2006 and served as a city commissioner for over 7 years before winning a seat on the council in 2016. I have kept all the promises I made to you 4 years ago and want to continue that good work. Our police department is stronger, faster, and more well-trained. Total crimes have dropped every year and response times to emergency calls have dropped significantly. Our fire department is the biggest it's been in our city's history, and we are far better prepared to fight wildfires. Also, due to the help of streamlined policies and reduced fees, our city is experiencing investment not seen in a generation. I would be honored to serve you for 4 more years and ask for your vote on November 3rd for Reading City Council.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go!
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If Kim Jong-il somehow mated with Dracula, their demonic spawn, the leering, blood-serping incubus they created, would still be less awful, less harmful to this nation than a video of Donald Trump assuring you that everything is going to be okay in the end. That's how bad it was.
Tucker was brilliant last night. He was mocking what I was mocking earlier. I tip my cap. That's some fine mockery. Of the CNN and MSNBC crowd melting down over the president daring to say, hey, have some courage. We can live with this thing. Let's forge ahead with our life. How dare he? How dare he?
I wonder if we'll
fear, submission, and dependence is the rallying cry of the left. It makes me sick.
I wonder what's going to emerge media-wise out of all this stuff over time. It's going to be a slow change. Like after the printing presses came around, I've told this story before, and the witch hunts and all that, it took years for everything to shake out. I wonder what's going to happen, because right now, most people aren't watching or paying attention to any of these stories. The stuff that cable news talks about and Twitter gets crazy about, the vast majority of people aren't paying any attention to whatsoever.
Right.
They glance at the TV, oh, he's out of the hospital. That's it. That's their whole story for the day on that.
Mm.
That's the whole thing.
Mm.
No long lectures, discussions about it. Just that's the way normal people live.
Yeah.
And I wonder, will news sources emerge that serve the vast majority of people who are those people? Twitter's not people. Not, they are people, but they're not most people. And then you've seen the stats that even in Twitter, which most people aren't on Twitter, but even in Twitter, it's like 2% that are all the tweets.
Yes. Yeah, that's an interesting question. That would deserve an entire show.
And the cable news shows we play clips from and everything like that, they get a couple hundred thousand, most of these shows watching. The really popular ones get a million. So it's just, you know.
Probably because most of them blow. So I'm a golfer. You like the game? I do. There's a golf course outside of Denver, Evergreen Golf Course. I've never had the pleasure. I've played a few courses in that area, but
you got the high altitude. You get a couple extra yards on your shots.
Oh,
that's always a good time.
Yeah,
I think I have played there for some reason.
Evergreen Golf Course?
I think so.
It could be. It's it just says it's outside Denver. Like, you know, they don't bother to name the towns in the suburbs of Denver. But evidently they have elk roaming about. On this golf course from time to time, and these
sounds
guys,
lovely.
It does sound lovely and scenic, but a buddy of mine's a hunter. He goes up like once a year with some pals up in the mountains of Montana, I think, or I can't remember, hunting for elk with bows and arrows. And he said one of the reasons it's so intense is they are giant animals that could absolutely bend you in half and kill you.
What if they sense that I am not here to harm them? Easy woodland creature.
I tell you what, Sean, why don't you bring along your cameraman? You give that a try. We'll post that video at armstrongandgetty.com.
Oh, you didn't even get to see the hand gesture Sean has that goes along with that.
Oh, yeah.
The beast that he means him no harm.
It's like he's freaking Gandalf over there.
I am not your enemy, my woodland friend.
You shall not pass. So between the 16th and 17th hole, these fellas are playing, and a bull elk charged the golf cart that one Zach Bornhoft was riding in with a friend. My buddy gassed it to get away. The elk gored me on my right side, he said. The back of Bornhoft's right hip was gouged so deeply, brace yourselves, friends.
All right.
His right hip was gouged so deeply, his left kidney was sliced in half. It's going to leave a mark.
Woodland friend! I wasn't going to hurt you.
A spokesperson for Denver Parks.
I ran into an elk at a bar. I woke up in a tub full of ice with my kidneys sliced in half.
And a note. Just a hoof print. A spokesman for Denver Parks and Rec said this is the first goring of a golfer in at least 15 years. So they're
got to update the sign.
15
years since last elk goring.
Exactly. Ah, we got to take down the 15
and put the zero back.
Back
up.
Down to zero.
Where's the zero?
there are signs posted around the golf course warning golfers to stay away from the elk. Now, these guys apparently weren't doing anything wrong, but I myself am kind of a fan of people being gored by beasts that they get too close to to take their stupid selfies.
Easy woodland creature. That's my favorite thing of the day.
That is fabulous.
Calm yourself!
And oh, then boy. This story from our nation's prisons in a font so tiny. Come on, Sean, do better. No, I think I can read it.
Why does a printer have the ability to print that small? That's what I don't get.
I can't imagine. Two former detention officers and their supervisor were charged Monday after an investigation found inmates at the Oklahoma County Jail were forced to listen to the popular children's song Baby Shark. On a loop.
This is Eddie Van Halen here.
At loud volume. For extended periods of time.
See that? That's Eddie Van Halen.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wrote that. Daddy Shark. It's Sammy Hagar, right?
Funny, it doesn't sound like him.
No wonder people don't like Van Hagar. This is them. David Lee Roth was in there singing this song.
There's a certain sameness to the verses.
Yeah.
So they put this on a loop loud and played it over and over again at the inmates. At least four inmates were subjected to the inhumane discipline in November and December, according to the charge. They're forced to stand the entire time, hands cuffed behind them, secured to the wall. That doesn't sound nice. The DA charged them with misdemeanor counts of cruelty to a prisoner and conspiracy. You can get charged with conspiracy for about anything if there's more than one of you, right?
Mm.
Cruel and unusual punishment, Jack, as we've discussed many times on this show. The Constitution, and frankly, if I could have gotten in Madison's ear, I would have suggested a bit of an edit, but too cruel or unusual. But, I mean, if somebody is beaten to death by clowns, that is cruel and unusual. But if the state of, say, Oklahoma declares henceforth anyone convicted of a capital offense will be beaten to death by clowns, now it's merely cruel, but it is usual.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like an odd standard. On the other hand, if you're, I don't know, hanged by, you know, the state queen, Miss Oklahoma, that would be unusual. But it's not cruel if hanging is not cruel. So, again, as a standard, it's kind of problematic. What do these guys do to deserve the baby sharking? Of course, the liberal media doesn't want you to know that. Maybe they're suitcasing cell phones. I sound like Lisa Williams or Jenny Williams. What's her name?
Wendy Williams.
That's it.
Oh, President Trump, don't be afraid of Cornova.
She says Cornova not once but twice. How, at this point, could you not know how to say the dis-ease?
Coronavirus!
That's right, Cardi.
She says it once for each enormous boob.
She is a professional talker, by the way.
That was strange and sexist.
She is oddly
chained. Chain Mr. Armstrong to the wall and play Baby Shark at him for hours.
A bunch of the top,
better than that damn Cars for Kids song.
A bunch of the top doctors in the world got together and signed off on a letter this week that should be like earth-shattering news. Should
yes.
be everybody's aware of it and discussing it news. You're unaware of it at all. I haven't come across it anywhere except the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal.
Well, by golly, you're going to hear it in a moment.
Yeah, we'll pass that along to you. It's more along the lines of what you've been thinking about the coronavirus. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
Opinions are everywhere when you watch the news. But what about your opinion? Why can't you just get the facts to decide for yourself? News Nation is on every night, 8, 7 Central on WGN America. A nightly newscast in primetime that doesn't tell you what to think. 7 nights a week, News Nation will deliver you news, not talk. Facts, not opinions. Find your local channel by going to WGNAmerica.com. It's your news, your nation.
From acclaimed filmmaker Dinesh D'Souza,
who brought you Obama's America,
comes his most important film yet. Trump Card. America is at a crossroads. The Democratic Party's socialist agenda, led by Joe Biden,
is threatening to take our freedoms away.
In Trump Card, Dinesh digs deep to uncover why the threat of socialism is real, what's at stake if we let them win, and how we stop it. Trump Card. Only on demand starting October 9th. Rated PG-13.
Have you joined AMAC yet? The Association of Mature American Citizens. AMAC is the conservative alternative to other 50-plus groups. They see clearly the problems facing America. Government growth, erosion of liberties, and the enormous financial burden our children and grandchildren will inherit if we do nothing. From humble beginnings in 2007, AMAC has become a formidable defender of our country's values, now 2 million members strong and growing. By joining, you become part of an honest, active, and conservative force, one that counters the radical left's agenda. It's your chance to do well and good at once, assuring we keep America strong. Beyond advocacy, AMAC gives you access to everyday money-saving benefits, special rates on car insurance, cell phones, travel discounts, and more. You'll also get AMAC's bi-monthly magazine full of insightful articles on issues that matter most. Stand with AMAC, even more vital now with the election ahead. Join today at amac.us/freedom. That's amac.us/freedom.
Hello, this is Mark Mazzano, candidate for City Council. Did you know earlier this summer, Reading City Council sold a piece of land for $3,000 to a political opposition group in a bid to stop the Reading Rancheria's new casino, denying us 700 new jobs and millions of dollars for our local economy? I think it's just plain sleazy politics. When was the last time you could buy your own road for $3,000? Who knows? You probably could have got $300,000. The land in question is a strip of roadway specifically intended to prevent commercial access for the casino. Whether you agree with the casino project or not, our city council knowingly broke the law. Don't take my word for it. We're fortunate to actually have a real lawyer on city council who voted no because he knew the city would face litigation. Litigation that we, the taxpayers of Reading, would have to pay, which could cost tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to right a wrong. What did City Councilman DeQuista say?
Yes. I'll say it. It's sleazy.
A vote for me, Mark Mazzano, on November 3rd is a vote for a new voice in Reading. Paid for by the committee to elect Mark B. Mazzano, council member, City of Reading.
Local family business owner Mary Mooney was facing unfair government tariffs that would have been crushing to her family business and cost local workers their livelihoods. Mary called. I learned about her issue. We made a plan, got a solution, and protected her employees' jobs.
A trade dispute was going to raise our cost dramatically on one of our key ingredients. I have over 60 employees. Downsizing and letting them go was not an option for me or their families. I picked up the phone and I called Congressman Doug LaMalfa. He came right over and spent 2 hours listening and learning about our company and then went right to work and he got results. Thanks to Doug LaMalfa, instead of laying people off, we're expanding our family business.
As your representative, one of the most rewarding things I do is helping solve problems created by Washington bureaucrats. Stories like Mary Mooney's are proof we are making a difference. I'm Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message, paid for and authorized by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Recently, my very good friend, Reverge Anselmo, donated a very large amount of money to my campaign. In fact, history-making. Anselmo came to this county a few years ago with one thing in mind, to spare no expense and build the finest restaurant and winery. But after the county resource manager consistently harassed him, embarrassed him, and overregulated him to the point he left this county never to return. I can't do anything for Mr. Anselmo now, but I vow to stop this type of corruption from happening to others. I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and yes, I'll spend every penny of that donation, paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, Supervisor District 4.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
I got some Eddie Van Halen stuff for our podcast today, which we call One More Thing, which you can find at armstrongandgetty.com.
Oh, that's great. You know, the last one or two we've done where we geeked out on music, people have really enjoyed.
Oh, really?
At least some people have.
The people who enjoyed it enjoyed it.
Right. Well, and those who don't just can turn it off.
That's true.
You know? You try to please everyone. You know who you please, Jack? I'll give you one guess. Some people?
Hmm.
I don't know.
Why won't the media listen?
Doesn't do you any good is the point.
From the op-ed section of the Wall Street Journal.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. What?
Why won't the media listen to these scientists, prize-winning biologists versus compelling narratives? You probably don't know this. I didn't know this, and I take in more news than the average person, but this isn't making the rounds anywhere. This week, dozens of esteemed medical experts with blue-chip academic credentials published a warning about the destructive policies adopted to address COVID-19 worldwide. It was published over the weekend, and you haven't heard about it. It's called the Great Barrington Declaration. More than 1,000? That's a lot. Biological scientists, more than 1,500 medical practitioners have added their names to the petitions.
I just checked the update. In fact, let me update the update. It is now well into the thousands of medical and public health scientists and medical practitioners. Thousands.
It's been almost entirely ignored by the media outlets that spend much of their day presenting themselves as obedient to science. So it's not like we were into Benghazi, but the channels aren't talking about it. No, they're talking about this subject all day.
Right.
They talk about almost nothing but COVID, but they never got around to the thousands of top scientists around the world that have signed on this letter. And it was put together originally by a guy from Oxford, Stanford, and Harvard, coming from the left and the right. And their main point is we're doing so much damage beyond what is reasonable to deal with COVID.
I think the opening couple of sentences are power-packed.
Oh, from the actual letter?
Yeah.
I've been skipping around. Go ahead.
As infectious disease epidemiologists and public health scientists, we have grave concerns about the damaging physical and mental health impact of the prevailing COVID-19 policies and recommend an approach we call focused protection. Coming from both the left and right and around the world, we have devoted our careers to protecting people. Current lockdown policies are producing devastating effects on short and long-term public health. The results, to name a few, include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular disease outcomes, fewer cancer screenings, and deteriorating mental health, leading to greater excess mortality in years to come, with the working class and younger members of our society carrying the heaviest burden. Keeping students out of school is a grave injustice. And they go on in that vein.
Yeah, getting into some of the numbers of it. The collateral damage from government lockdowns include lower childhood vaccination rates, worsening cardiovascular outcomes. Okay, we just said that. I had the actual number here earlier. Okay. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that there have been almost 100,000 non-COVID excess deaths this year. Almost 100,000, including the 47,000 from cardiovascular conditions, 11,000 from diabetes, 3,700 from cancer. Many are due to government shutdowns of non-essential medical care. So if you have 200,000 people die from COVID, but 100,000 die kind of because of the COVID reaction, in addition to the economic damage done,
right,
and the kids not learning and right, everything else, it's hard to make the argument that that's a win.
It only is if you are fixated entirely on COVID-19 and ignore everything else.
Keeping these measures in place, the shutdown measures, schooling, everything else, keeping these measures in place until a vaccine is available, will cause irreparable damage, with the underprivileged disproportionately harmed. And, you know, for the Nancy Pelosi crowd, we talked about this earlier, it's become Trump is for loosening up the restrictions, so we have to be against it. And that's the way all our politics work now.
Of course.
And if Trump's for it, you got to be against it. Unless you're a Trump fan, then you're for it no matter what. Everybody has done away with critical thinking. But the party that supposedly is so concerned about the underprivileged and the poor and the people that don't have access to this and that, they're making the point in this letter signed on by thousands of scientists that it's the underprivileged that are harmed the most. The people that can afford tutors for their kid like I did last year, or can get into a school where they're doing in-classroom teaching like I did this year, people that can afford that are doing it.
Right.
It's the people that can't afford it that are getting screwed. And,
yeah,
and the really rich, they're going to be damaged by this, but they're not going to lose their business forever. like the immigrant dry cleaner or whoever.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm looking at the three scientists who started this thing. Dr. Martin Kulldorff, professor of medicine at Harvard, a biostatistician, epidemiologist with expertise in detecting and monitoring infectious disease outbreaks and vaccine safety evaluations. Dr. Sunetra Gupta at Oxford, epidemiologist with expertise in immunology, vaccine development, and mathematical modeling of
infectious...
I'm
following the science. I'm listening to the experts. No, you're not.
Wait a minute. Anybody no leader would ever say something so stupid in the face of what we're talking about.
Anybody who's saying, I'm following the science, I'm listening to the experts, Gavin Newsom in California or Cuomo in New York or Nancy Pelosi and these people, you're just full of crap.
Right.
You are full of crap. You're choosing the experts that agree with your politics, but you're not listening to all the experts.
Right. And you're certainly not taking in the full panoply of threats and problems with this. And finally, the third guy is Dr. Jay Bhattacharya, professor at Stanford Medical School, physician, epidemiologist, health economist, and public health policy expert focusing on infectious diseases and vulnerable populations. These guys are some of the all-time heavyweights in the field saying you're not looking at all of the risks.
And in all the news I've taken in, I haven't seen this anywhere. How is that possibly true? We have more media than we've ever had, yet we let something like this just slide by?
It's uncomfortable. It's inconvenient.
I say final. You say thoughts. Final. Thoughts. Final. Thoughts. 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 Thoughts.
We tried to get Eddie Van Halen to play on that track, and he told us to go to hell.
That was Alex on the drums.
Yes.
You can get him for a cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew to wrap up this particular album of nonsense. Michelangelo presses the buttons in the control room. Michael, final thought.
Yeah, today I learned a lot about Eddie Van Halen. I didn't realize he couldn't read music, and I'm fascinated by people who just play by ear. To me, that's just an amazing gift.
Positive Sean, final thought.
Yeah, against my better judgment, I think I'm actually going to watch the VP debate tonight. I don't know why. I guess I just enjoy pain.
Yeah.
Something could happen. Jack, a final thought you'd like to offer to the good folks?
So I mentioned to my son, and I mentioned on Twitter yesterday, don't smoke. Eddie Van Halen smoked his whole life, had all kinds of cancers related to it. It killed him younger than he should have died. And somebody responded on the Twitter, well, would you pass up that rock and roll lifestyle for 20 more years of life? Here's the deal. You can have both.
Yes.
You can have both if you want. Don't smoke and be the world's greatest guitar player. You can do both.
I'm not going to say that was a moronic comment, but it's certainly bordered on a dumb bill. My final thought is a correction. We played on yesterday's One More Thing podcast, the new version of God Bless the USA. That featured a bunch of U.S. veterans. I said it was entirely veterans. A couple of people have pointed out that the a cappella band Home Free was a singing on the record along with a bunch of veterans.
Okay.
It's still soul-stirring and very cool. I only mention that because I guess the band Home Free has some really, really cool music that you might enjoy, and they are patriots.
And there's a new Lee Greenwood version of Proud to Be an American. Is that what it's called?
God Bless the USA.
God Bless the USA.
With the band Home Free taking the lead. Yes, right. But it's fantastic.
Eddie Van Halen ever get together with Lee Greenwood? I don't think so.
Not that I'm aware of.
Armstrong and Getty.
Still checking the record.
Wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people, thanks. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. We have all sorts of links. We have a link to this, what's it called? The Great Barrington Declaration. Send it to everyone you know. The link is at armstrongandgetty.com, plus all of the podcasts downloadable for free there at armstrongandgetty.com.
Joe and Sean are going to watch the debate. I'm not. I'll take in a lot of the coverage afterwards, though. I always look for the best comments and tweet them out, and we'll have them for you tomorrow. See you then. God bless America.
If I had taken lessons and learned by the book, I would not play at all what I do. Instead of reading a book, I wrote my own. Because of the things that I created technique-wise and whatever the way I play, they had to reinvent a whole new way to write music because they could not explain with regular notes what I was doing with this hand. So they had to create a whole new thing called tablature. It's something that if you're a musician, you just play until the day you die. You know, it's not like, you know, I can't wait to turn 65 and retire. It's not an ordinary job. You play music, you don't work it. But at times it can be hard work to be able to play it.
Happy trails to you.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.